spectrum, the influential person, right? So I think this motherboard, we've already talked about that before, but basically it's that thing that in the web 2.0 environment that we parallelize the process with easy to use interface or multiple to change the idea that cannot see it again.
Right. Somehow you cannot see it, right?
Okay. Okay, that is fine. Okay. So we use the blog as an example then. So basically they are individual. So, how
does
the button work?
Going
back?
Yeah, this is going forward.
So, basically, we have this individual blog site, right? So, it's owned and maintained by a group of users, right? So, it's like a discussion forum, and then they have a high degree of discussion and collaboration. So basically from there, we have become almost collective wisdom, open source intelligence. Therefore, the individual process is more like an individual law, right? So we don't really have this sort of thing. So in the physical world, though, we talk about the personal, or they can collaborate with their friends, or talk to the expert again on the But in the virtual world, the person can join various community to get information. But the question is that, there's a lot of opinion there. And sometimes some of the opinion are even conflicting, right? They are not necessarily always the same. If you want to get the travel opinion, right? Different recommendations can be different. So who should you listen to? So the question is that the blog like that, if I just an influential person though in the blog and I listen to this person's opinion. How do we identify influential bloggers? And the question here is that is the influential with the active. But the question is certainly the these two may not be the same. Sometimes they are the same, but not necessarily. Sometimes active person is not necessarily influential. An influential blogger may not be active. So why are we interested in this influential blogger? Because the influential person usually is a market mover, word of mouth or product reputation. And then he can sway people's opinion, what is a government policy or political campaign. So you want to look at troubleshooting or things like that, you want to look at how the influential blogger suggests. And then you do the advertisement that you want to follow to see what those things are. So the question is that how do we search for the influential person? Active person is easy to identify because usually we have a very easy to track the statistics, so we know which one has posted more blogs. So that's easy. But the question is that how do we identify the influential? The influential blogger certainly has influential posts. Put it another way, we want to identify which posts are more influential. But this kind of thing certainly is very subjective. Also, we have to be able to determine by some collectible statistics on the web. And we have to talk about how to use those collectible statistics to help us decide this. So let's look at what kind of potential indicator to indicate that a blogger may be influential. So one certainly is citation. I think from the web, we always know that if you have a lot of e-link, it always means good because people refer to your information. So that shows that you may be authoritative on influential. Okay. Another thing in the blog is that the volume of discussion generated, if you post something and then there are a lot of searchable comments, right? A lot of active discussion. And that means that that would actually make you an influential for people walking to discuss it, comment on what you're talking about. Another thing is which is a little bit different from the web page is that we look at novelty. if the idea is novelty, it may not have that many the object, right? Because it's just like if you write a paper, if you're really writing into some novel thing, then there aren't that many paper you need to reference. But if you write something which is very over-researched, like association rule, then you have hundreds of papers you have to reference, right? So if you have a lot of only then it may show that the novelty is enough, right? The other thing you can look at is the length of the post, right? Because in that environment, there's no reason to write something very long, right? You can just post something. So if you write something long, maybe there's something there, right? So those are not black and white things, right? But it's just potential indicators. And then you can also combine those things together, like only is good, only is bad, is negative, and then you can look at a number of comments, and then that you can combine that to try to do some function. So what we need to do is understand it. For example, you need to provide your blogger, right? So, as you say, are you going to your blogger frequently active blogger? So I think that is maybe not, right? So what we are different, so can the model differentiate, you know, talk about several factors, we can combine that to create a model, right? And then we have different type of influential blogger, in the sense that maybe some influential blogger are active and some of them are not active, so you can have different subcategories. And then what other parameters can be improved into the model, right? Because obviously find the model, and then if your temporal pattern is things like that, you can pursue. So, but no matter what model we come out or things like that, we have to be able to find some ground truth, and that also can be difficult to decide that. And then for this kind of model, I just talked about, you know, there are other parameters there, so how do you really decide this parameter? So we collect some data in a study that we use some real world peroxide and then it's just an unofficial Apple web log. So basically, that basically we're trying to look at this is the active blogger and that this is the influential blogger based on models just talked about. So you can see that, yes, they are overlap, but they are not necessarily the same. Like, for example, this person is still in the influential blogger, but it's not considered to be active. Then we're going to look at what kind of blog he has posted in. Right? And then, so in this particular case, though, we see this person, one of these influential posts is on iPhone, right? And then, so he got a lot of comments in English, right? And then, it's reasonably long because it's a detailed comment on the early comment on the blogger. So for people interested in that post, they all look at his post. So that is that he's very influential in talking about using products. But the question really is that in general, how do you really verify this kind of model? Because it's not really training data and good ground truth. So in this particular case, is that we're looking at a big, right? Because it is like the user vote for which side they like, the post they like. So potentially it's something you get a high ranking there. It's not necessarily always, but it's a kind of indicator that maybe it's influential that people like the post. Yeah. So what we did is that we look at this, we put into four categories, influential can be active or inactive. Yeah. Then influential can also be active or inactive. So then we use then we look at what is the big problem of the country, and then you look at the problem in each of these categories, and then you can see that in the influential category is rather than more than four into the problem of the country as compared with the active. So that's the best. This is a look at the problem of the country compared with the photo block. Again, you can see that the influential one will have a large percentage going to the top of the page. Okay. Like this kind of thing, in this kind of narrative, potentially we can generalize and look at, for example, let's say one of the issues we have talked before, like trust and reputation, but that this is the thing of relationship, influential, and that expert identification, things like that. So I think that's basically what I want to talk about.
Okay, great. Thank you.